Hey, I'm recording here. Yeah, I'm starting. I hit record and I'm waiting. Now you're talking about me bringing up the laundry. Miles, are you there?
Hello.
My wife's telling me I gotta bring up the laundry.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, everybody, this is Bob bringing up the laundry lament.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles waiting on Bob title. Jesus. Anything else? You got to clean the toilet, too?
No, it's already been cleaned.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Anything else, honey?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. Yeah, people are going to want to hear this.
I got to scoop the cat boxes, too.
Oh, people are going to turn off the show right now when they hear that.
All this domesticity or whatever.
Yeah.
Honey, do I gotta burn a candle in my ear? Like,
oh, shut up with that. You know, I wish you and your family would just shut up. You know that?
You know, I got on the internet after this.
Yeah, I know.
I sent you a bunch of stuff about what's gonna happen and the fungus that's gonna grow in your ear because you're sticking foreign objects in there.
You know, I do candles in my ear one time, and, you know, I got you breaking my balls. I got your brother breaking my balls.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, who cares?
Who cares? Well, you know, I worry about you. I don't know about my brother, but I worry about you.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I'm all disgusted, you know?
What?
I'm all disgusted, man.
Why?
It's like, you know, I scraped together some money today to go bring the family to the movie, you know.
You did?
I'm trying to be a good dad, you know, bring my kids to go see Shrek.
Oh, you went to go see Shrek, huh?
Yeah. You know.
Is it any good?
Yeah, actually it is a good movie.
Yeah?
But, like, you know, I didn't bring, like, a lot of money with me. I brought, like, enough for admission and the food and the drink.
That's a lot of money.
Well, yeah, you know.
That's probably, what, $150, $200?
Yeah, but, no, I'm just saying, you know, it's just, I didn't, you know, bring much more than that, right?
Sure, why, was somebody panhandling you?
Yeah, no, it's just, I didn't bring much more than that, and, like, we're sitting there, we're watching, you know, like 30 minutes of previews, it seems like.
Yeah.
And my oldest boy spills the popcorn.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I got like 3 bites out of this popcorn. And now,
hey, this corn's... Oh, my God!
Yeah. The humanity! No, he...
And everybody's going, shh!
No.
No?
No, it's just the opposite. He turns to me, he goes... That's okay, Daddy. We'll just go get another. I'm like, no.
He knows how it works.
I go, yeah, no. You know, Daddy's got like 72 cents in his pocket now. You know? There's going to be no more freaking popcorn. It's gone.
Well, why don't you guys just pick it up off the floor?
I was thinking it, believe me.
I mean, if it fell like in a pile, you could always take the stuff off the top. It's not sticky.
You know, this is not the first time this has happened at the theater. Like, last time we were there...
Hey, go figure. I don't know what happens when you want to let a four-year-old hold your popcorn or whatever.
Well, last time he was holding the drink, and he spilt the drink. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you learn. I don't know.
For those of you listening that don't have kids, your day will come, believe me.
Why don't you just bring some bungee straps and strap the kid down and strap the drink down and strap the popcorn down?
I don't know. I'm just going to bring a lot more money next time I go to the movie.
No, just bring some tape or something. You can, like, tape it around his chest so that way he won't lose it.
I don't know. I'm disgusted. The movie didn't even start yet. My popcorn's on the floor.
You cheap bastard.
What do you mean I'm cheap? I didn't think, you know, my kid would waste all the popcorn.
If I were you, I'd get the one with a free refill, and then that way at least you could go out, and they'd be like, you'd be out there like 5 times.
I have to plead my case, you know.
You'd be like, well, I get a free refill, right? Free
I
refills.
Don't know.
Don't they have a free refill one?
I don't know. I was so disgusted I didn't even care. I was like, you know, screw it. I'm just going to watch a goddamn movie and that's it.
I think you're more upset than the kid was about the popcorn.
Oh, he wasn't. He just said, go out and get another one. He's like, oh, Daddy, go get another one.
Evidently learns a lot from your wife.
Yeah, I don't know where he got that from because it's not from me, let me tell you.
I just gotta get another one.
Yeah, just go get another one.
They take Visa.
Yeah. No, I didn't, you know, like I said, I didn't really load up on the cash. You know, I got just enough out of the ATM, you know, go see the movie and...
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I'd let him hold anything for a while.
Yeah, I know, because that's like one drink and one tub of popcorn gone now.
That's like $15.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, take it out of his Christmas.
Right.
Here, keep the empty cup and the empty popcorn thing. Wrap them up for Christmas. Here you go.
Yeah.
You can torture your child. That's for when you spilt the effing popcorn and the drink at the movies this year. You get nothing!
I don't know.
Quit crying. You had your chance. You blew it back in August.
You blew it!
We went and saw Shrek. You dumped all the popcorn. That was your Christmas right there, buddy.
Yeah. I'll wait till he's a teenager. I'll hold this over his head, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be really offended at that point when he's a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, Dad. Hey.
I don't know.
There went my college fund.
Yeah. On the floor.
On the floor of the theater back in the early 2000s.
Yeah. $16 worth of junk food's on the floor now. Thanks.
Yeah.
Popcorn and Pepsi. I'm
surprised you just didn't tell the kids it was fiddle faddle and put it back in the tub.
Kids, it's fiddle faddle.
What's all this coating? Sticky.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's fiddle faddle. Kids, don't worry about it.
Oh, man.
Dad went and got some fiddle faddle. It was cheaper.
Oh, man.
Which I think, didn't you eat a whole box of fiddle faddle down here one
day? Yes, I owe you guys a box of fiddle faddle.
I think I got a box and I wanted to get some. It was all gone because somebody ate it all.
I'm sorry. I was under a lot of stress when I was at your house last time. You know?
A lot of stress?
Well, you know.
You've been under a lot of stress every time I've seen you.
I know.
And that's not just in the seam of your pants.
Hey, now. Yeah, I'm glad you're in a good mood.
Why is that?
Because I kind of had to use your name on a kind of a dirty website I went to. I hope you don't mind.
Is my name associated with farmsex.com
now? No, your name is not on farmsex.com.
Okay, I don't want to get all those emails, you know.
I got this kind of weird email thing off of, like, Entertainment Weekly. I got to get up and look at this, what it's called here. It's called... what is it? Centeroftheworld.com.
Centeroftheworld.com, okay.
Centeroftheworld.com. It's kind of like a virtual strip bar.
Oh, I read about that.
Yeah, and I went to it, and I used your name. I hope you don't mind.
Why would you use my name when you're so associated in the porn world?
Well, because they had... I didn't know it was, like, really a chat room.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, well, no one's really going to talk to me, so I just put down Bob Lament, you know?
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, someone starts writing back. You know, but before this, like, I didn't think anyone was going to answer it, so I started, like, quoting lines from, like, Apocalypse Now. You know?
Oh, jeez.
Like, I dreamt I saw a snail crawling across a razor's edge.
Uh-huh.
And someone writes back, like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm from Static Radio, and I'm just checking out this website, you know. And
oh, yeah? What'd they say?
They're like, what are you talking about? I go, well, my name's Bob Lament. You know, I want to review this site.
Yeah, you want to review it.
And they, like, got rid of me. You know, they kicked me off.
And yeah, along with countless other porn sites that you want to review.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been one review on this show, I don't think.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a virtual strip bar.
So. Was it any good?
Oh, that's okay.
Was it better than the experience you had in the actual strip bar?
Yeah, because I ended up spending $0 on this thing. So. Thank God.
So essentially, it's just a cheapskate strip bar.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised they kicked you out.
Yeah.
You would have been like the poster boy.
I'm sorry I had to use your name, though.
No, don't worry about it.
Oh, well.
I'll just have to be deleting more email.
I don't know. Who knows?
Crap.
Yeah.
Well, this week I witnessed a phenomenon that probably most people in their lifetimes will never see.
Oh, boy.
Let me do a little setup work here.
You finally saw your feet.
Finally saw my feet.
Yeah.
No, yeah. That wasn't it. I can see my feet on a regular basis. Of course, I had to stand in front of a mirror. But,
yeah.
Other than that. Now, I was at a conference. You know, like you go and there's a bunch of people and you're supposed to learn about something.
Right.
So I was at a conference, and they kind of herd you in like cattle. And they're, if you know, I go to a lot of these things. And so really, I mean, you kind of, I don't really like going necessarily.
Right.
And so I kind of preoccupy my mind with a lot of other things while I'm there.
Farmsex.com.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Why are you still here? Well, I just can't stand up. have a cramp in my leg or something. No, and so I was thinking about, you know, how I kind of look at, I'm a people watcher. If people don't listen to the show, they kind of probably know this already. I kind of just observe a lot of things.
Yeah.
And one of my observations for these things is there's people with a lot of different ass sizes.
Oh, Jesus. You're not.
What?
Are you looking at people's butt cheeks?
Well, sure. I look at people's asses.
Man. Oh, man.
And I'm thinking, because they put out, you know, so many chairs at these things, right,
yeah.
for all the people.
Yeah.
And, I mean, some people take up a chair.
Yeah.
Their butt fits on your standard chair.
Yeah.
And some people take up more than a chair.
Yeah.
Say 1.5 chairs.
Yeah.
And then there's some people take up, like, 2 chairs.
Yeah.
And then there's people that take up more than 2 chairs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, those are big people. Well, but there seems to be a correlation between how much chair space your ass takes and how fast you get the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you are taking up more than a chair, then you usually are slower than if you've got a small ass and take up just a chair. And so having this, you know, this has been going on for a long, long time. I've been thinking about this. And so I'm kind of gauging everyone around me as to their ass size and how much chair space they take.
Yeah.
And I'm really, and I think people know this, I don't like people to be around me. I don't like people to touch me.
Right.
I don't like people to be, like, in my personal space.
Right.
And so I'm pretty much, I guess, a 1.25 or 1.5 ass person myself. And so I take up a little more than a chair.
I can see you put a lot of thought into this.
Oh, yeah. And so I usually put something on the chair beside me to keep a person away.
Yeah.
And if I can't sit on the end of an aisle, which I always try to do, I put something on another chair to keep people away from me there, too.
Right.
Because I really am particular about where I'm positioned. And so, I mean, this is a lot of thought. I will get there early to make sure I get an aisle seat. So that way I don't have to sit next to somebody. Or at least only have one person on one side of me that's half a chair away or better. So I get in and I get my spot. And unfortunately, I got an end spot, but it wasn't an end on the inside aisle. It was an end on the outside aisle.
Okay.
And so I'm sitting there. And I've kind of marked out my ground and everything. And people are filing in and so forth. And this lady, who's almost a 2-chair ass, sits next to me.
Yeah.
But she's not touching me or anything. She's
yeah.
I covered myself with another chair there.
Yeah.
But she's over a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, and then there's other people lining up. Now she's on the inside.
Oh.
And I'm like, you know, thank God I got an aisle seat because
yeah.
you know this is gonna be like the Pokey Joe here or whatever.
Yeah.
Getting going. I mean, because you gotta, you know, they have a whole food function.
Yeah.
They all break functions and there's food at that. You know, and if you had to take a leak or something, you gotta get the hell out of there.
Right.
And so. I'm sitting there and I'm trying to pay attention to what's going on, and I look over and that lady's gone.
Oh.
And, but nobody seems to be like disarrayed down the aisle.
Right.
And she didn't go in front of me. You know?
Where did she go?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Where did that ass go?
Where did that big fat ass go?
Yeah.
And so I was like, now, all of a sudden, like, I'm keyed into this, and I can't focus on anything. I'm like, how the hell did this fat-ass lady get out of here so quickly without me knowing it?
Yeah.
Because I got to be aware of these things.
All right.
Because, you know, these women, they go in and out of the aisle, and they got these big fat asses, and they shake them in your face and stuff. It's weird. I just can't handle it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad enough when I go to the barber shop. I've talked about that in the past, but this is worse. So I'm totally puzzled by this. So I start paying more attention to this lady. And I mean, this is in the middle. This wasn't at a break or anything. This is in the middle of the presentation.
Yeah.
So I'm watching some more, you know, we go through breaks, and she seems to be moving per her prescribed two-seat ass.
Yeah.
And, and so then, again, like after break, vanishes. I'm sitting right there. Did not cross in front of me. Everybody else seems to be comfortable still on the other end. And I am just baffled by this.
You're like, where's that motor booty at?
It's exactly. Where is it going? And how is it getting out of here so fast without me knowing it?
You're like Sir Mix-a-Lot or something.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. No, but I come to realize that I was sitting next to a fat-ass ninja.
She
was so stealth-like that she could get down a row of 10 chairs.
Yeah.
I'm on the edge. She didn't bother me.
Yeah.
There's, you know, several other people. Maybe not the full 10 chairs worth of people because of all these fat asses. But she gets down a whole row of people, probably six people. Like that.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I could not believe it. I've never experienced this. I've always got the, you know, excuse me, you know, and I'm rather tall. I'm about 6 foot tall, and so my knees are sticking out and everything. And so, like, I just get up out of my chair whenever people leave because I don't want them touching me and getting all weird there. So I never had to do that.
Did you want her to exit out your way for some reason? Like,
I would have liked to have seen it because she was so stealthy. I would have liked to see the way she did it.
You wanted to see that motor booty just pass in front of your face, I think.
No, that's not it at all. I just wanted to see how she got out of the chairs without totally disrupting everybody else. I mean, these things are like crammed together, you know, they're trying to get the most amount of people in the room to make the most amount of money on these things, right?
So did you ask her, like, man?
Well, no, I couldn't ask her because, you know, I have to go into the whole, you know, you're a two-seat ass, and I don't know how the hell you're getting out of here, lady.
Yeah.
And I don't think that would have gone over real well, you know what I mean?
So...
That's not like a good pickup line or conversation starter or anything like that.
Right.
You know, you've got such a fat ass. I don't see why all these people aren't wiping their brow because they had to run out of your way out of fear.
Why did she have to get up so much?
Maybe she had some kind of bladder control problem. I don't know. Maybe she's like you when she takes a shit every 15 minutes. I don't know.
I don't know.
But she got, it was just crazy. Crazy, wild, fat ass ninja. Gone.
You were fixated on these butt cheeks.
No, I wasn't fixated on the butt cheeks. I was fixated on the fact that she could move it and not have me notice, sitting right next to her almost.
Wow.
Crazy, don't you think?
You're like Sir Mix-a-Lot, man. You're just all into this.
I think you're fascinated with the butt cheeks. I was using that as a standard, you know.
Hey, that's not my story. I'm not like, I was checking out everyone in this room and I was checking out all their asses.
My name's Kip.
You used to make fun of somebody down at college because you caught some guy checking out another guy's butt.
Well, no, but I mean, the difference is I've got like this whole scientific calculation thing in order to keep people away from me, right? I'm a freak. There's nothing sexual about it.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking, hey, that's a two-seat ass. That's very succulent.
No,
I'm not thinking that at all.
Yeah, see, now, if I was telling this story, the tables would be turned.
Exactly, because I'm like a freaky don't touch me guy.
Yeah, well,
and you're like
that.
A freaky rub up against people guy.
Well,
that's the difference.
But
you're the guy who would be...
I don't know. I think you just wanted that motor booty.
You would be pushing your pelvis up every time somebody walked by.
Oh,
so
I would.
Rub against your little...
I would not.
You would, too.
I'm not checking out people for butt size.
Oh, you totally. Please.
Oh, please, no.
I went to the virtual strip club.
Well, that's different.
Oh,
virtual strip club is a lot different than checking out, you know, some little tart at a convention, let me tell you.
Well, this was no little tart. This is a huge fat-ass ninja, I'm telling
you.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I don't know. I think you've come to the dark side. Luke, you've come to the dark side.
You're not my father!
This whole booty talk, man. You're just...